America in 1492. Then came the English and the French, the Scotsman and the Duke. Then came the Dutch and the Irishman to help the country grow. And still they keep on coming, and now everywhere you go, there's the Argentines and the Portuguese, the Armenians and the Greeks. One sells the paper, the other times a tune, the other takes the whiskers off his cheek. And when you ride again on a subway train, notice who has all the seats.
Ah!
They're all held by the Argentines and the Portuguese and the Greeks. Now there's a little flat where you hang your hat, as it is the aisle explained. The janitor's Irish, the hallboy is a coon, the elevator fellow is a dame. But who is the gent that collects the rent at the end of each 4 weeks?
Ah!
That is all done by the Argentine and the Portuguese and the Greek. There's the Oldsmobile and the Hopmobile and the Cadillac and the Ford. Now these are the motors that you and I can own, the kind most anybody can afford. But the Cunningham and the Mercedes and the Rolls Royce racing freak.
Ah!
They're all owned by the Argentine and the Portuguese and the Greek. Now there's the Argentines and the Portuguese, the Armenians and the Greeks. They don't know the language, they don't know the law, yet they vote in the country of the free. And the funny thing, when we start to sing, my country is a bee. None of us know the words but the Argentines and the Portuguese and the Greeks. Now there's the Argentines and the Portuguese, the Armenians and the Greeks. When we're departed, our souls are soar up in the heavenly peak. At the Golden Gate, where the angels wait, we'll be asking there for seats. And they'll all be reserved by the Argentines and the Portuguese and the Greeks.